Okay, so we started the Parsha Shmois, and we'll talk a little bit about Hilchas Nida because of Shaivim. And I said last year that really, where does the Indian of learning Hilchas Nida come? Why is that Parsha Shaivim? What's the connection to the Parshas of Shaivim, which is Shmois Ve'er Bay B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim? So really, the Indian is, and it's brought down the earliest Achronim to talk about it. Their earliest, they say that the reason that how to get started is that really these parshias are for some reason masugal to be mechaper on the einish of shichva zera levatala. So it was a zach, I guess, to have a special time of tshuva and tefillah, whatever, to be mechazik in that inyan. And somehow that, you know, got trickled down into learning and chazering Hilchas Nida. So, but either way, it's a good thing to chazer. So we'll spend maybe a little bit of time chazering some Hilchas Nida. So last year we spoke a little bit about Hagoshes, and we spoke about Ksamen. And I think that's the extent where we got last year before we moved on to other topics.
And next week we're going to talk about davening to Malachim, right?
Why?
Because it's more exciting and more fun.
So we'll talk about now. So now we'll assume that she's already either had Argosha or she had a Kesemen, which was Tameh, and now she's a Nida. So now the Shaila is, right, what type of achakas do you have to be noig, and what's the whole Indian of achakas? So the first shaila, I guess, really is, does it make a difference at what point she's holding? Does it make a difference of whether she's actually is having a riyah at the time? Does it make a difference if, let's say, she already was mafsik, she did a hefsik tara, and now she's waiting in Zayin Nikim? Does it make a difference if she already finished Zayin Nikim, and now she's just waiting to be tayvel? Does it make a difference at any point of time where she's holding whether you're going to be noig how chomer do you have to be when it comes to our chakas? So the simple answer is no. It makes no difference. It doesn't make a difference whether she just started her riyah, whether her riyah is over and now she's just doing a hafzik tara, whether she's in the middle of Zayin Nikim, whether she did Zayin Nikim, whether she's waiting for tefillah. Whatever it is, as long as she is usher to her husband to be mishamish, so then it's also you have to be noig with hachakas. One other interesting thing that I don't think a lot of people know is that if let's say she did a bedika, and you're not sure, you have to show it to her rav. Or let's say she has a kesem, and you're not sure. Until now she was tar, and now she has this kesem, or she does a bedika, and you have to ask a shaila. So until you ask that shaila, what about that? What about that point? So
then she's becheskes tara.
She's becheskes tara. Now she has this kesem, and now or this bedika, whatever. You're not sure whether it's tame or not. So does she have to be noig with? You have to be noig with hachakas then. So kipshuta, you'll say, well, safik derabban lekula. Let's say she has a safik kesem.
We don't say that word ever.
Well, you have a kesem, so why don't you
every
say something?
Every single suffix in Nida is a
fulmer.
So, even if there's no fulmer, you just ask a shaila about something, it's the fulmer.
Oh, so there are times. There are times.
I'm ready to pass.
This is what it looks like. I think this is what it is.
Well, does she know?
I don't know. I'm saying.
Right. So here's the thing. Most people are not Bikiyim. People don't know what they're looking at. They don't know how to look at it. They don't know what light to look at it. So when people have a shaila, so it doesn't even get into the realm of a suffix. Because a suffix, when there's a chasaron yediyah, that's not considered a real suffix. Because you don't know the halacha, that doesn't make it a real suffix. It has to be that you know what you're talking about, and you're still a suffix. Then maybe you'd get into the parasha of a suffix. But if you just don't know whether this is a Tamei Kesem or not, or a Tamei Bedika, so then the halacha is that you have to be noig with Hachakas. You do have to be noig with Hachakas. So even though she's Becheskes Tara, everything was fine, and yeah, it's probably okay. If you're Mesupik, then you right away you have to be noig with Hachakas. Okay. So The first halacha in Kuf Tzadi Hey says Chay Vadam Lifresh Mi Yishtu Bimei Tumasa Ad Shatispa V'Titful. So you have to be Pirish, obviously. You have to be Pirish from Yishtai. And then the Ramah adds in Vafilu Shasas Man Aruch V'Loi Tavla. Even though she went through the whole Zayin Nikiyim, she went through Hefzik Tara. Now, for whatever reason, let's say she just can't find the mikvah near her. But so she's just waiting to go to the mikvah. But really, she finished everything. Ramah says it doesn't matter.
Shasat Chak, snow angels are good.
Tamid hi benidasa asha titful. She's always going to be considered in her nida, and you're going to be usher to, you have to be noy with her chakis, until she's actually toivel, and then she's fine. So we're going to be learning about all these halachas. The shaila is that Ramesha handles is, does it make a difference if let's say there's going to be a bazillion. Let's say you're in public and your wife forgets, you know, the halachas, whatever, and she comes over to you in the middle of 20 people and says, oh, here, just take this for me for a second.
Yeah, she'll probably do that.
Or whatever, you're standing with a few people and she says, here, just take this. Or, well, yeah, it's very...
Sometimes you forget, like, that.
Yeah, sure. So what happens in that case? So let's say you're standing in the middle of a group and she walks over to you and she hands you something, so now you're going to embarrass her.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to embarrass the facts behind the case.
I think the premise is pretty wild.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it happens.
Okay.
Why would it happen?
Yeah. I
mean, really? In front of a group of people?
Yeah, you're at a chasna. Let's say you go to
chasna. Oh, you're at a chasna. Here.
Here's my keys.
Yeah, here's my keys. Here, you go to chasna. Here, just take this from me. Take my purse from me. Take
this. Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about chasna.
No, we're talking about... We're talking about the... Let's say... With
I zoned out for a second. See the problem I had there?
Benegeh hachakas.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's say, right, let's say hachakas halachas, we're going to see you're not allowed to hand anything to each other. Right?
Gotcha, right.
Okay, so now you're in the middle, you're at a chasana.
Oh, gosh.
And, you weren't thinking for a second, and then, you know, your wife comes over to you and hands you something. So now everyone's watching you, and they're going to know if you don't, if you give her a look, you don't take it, everyone's going to know.
Right.
And then you might be embarrassed. So what's the halacha then? Can you say, listen, covenant of Brias? Or can you say, what's going to happen now? We're in the middle of it, you know, there's no chash of anything. So what's the... Maybe it's better to not have her be embarrassed.
Unless she's really...
No? So I think this can be a common thing.
Right, so there's two schools of thought. One school of thought is time. And one school of thought is, no, it's better to be embarrassed. But do it all the time. Always. Never, ever hand anything to your wife, ever, if there's other people around. That way, people won't know.
Well, that way, you can always do it.
Right. So, and that's way past them.
So, Ramesha says that, he says like this. If you're in a group of, and let me ask you this, Shaila. Does it make a difference whether you're in a group of Jewish people or a group of non-Jewish people?
Yes, it does.
Why? Why make a difference?
Because if there's going around, they're not going to know what in the world you're doing. You toss your wife the keys, big deal. I think it's like a joke that you guys have.
Do you think it's better?
Yeah. No, you can do whatever
the fuck
you want then.
So Ramesha says, interesting, Ramesha says that when you're in a group of Jews, he says, for sure there's no het. For sure there's nothing to talk about. When you're a group of Jews, he says, for sure nothing to talk about, because we should all understand that there's halachas that we have to keep, you know, and finish. So don't be embarrassed that you have to do certain halachas, right?
Ramesha gives credit to a lot of people who don't deserve credit.
So he says, everybody knows that there's 12 days out of the month that you can't, everyone should know that, so why is it so embarrassing?
Meaning in general, we don't talk to you like you're publicizing, oh, let everyone know that,
Right, you're publicizing the fact. That's not something that you publicize.
So he says, number one, is that when you're in a group of Jews, so he says, Jews shouldn't be embarrassed that they're doing mitzvahs in front of other Jews. That's for sure. So he says, that's number one. Number two, he says, it used to be in the Zman of the Gemara that people had special
clothing
that they would wear when they were nida. So he says, if this was a chash, so then you're going to tell them not to wear these clothes? I mean, everybody knew. Like, all the neighbors knew. Oh, look, she's wearing that dress. We know that. So he says, obviously, when we're talking about Yidden.
What was the point of that?
What was the point of wearing her...
Yeah.
No, that's for between herself and her husband. That, you know, it's like another hachaka. You know, she'd wear these special gada.
Right, but it's making it more public.
Well, yeah, I mean, so they said, that's what everybody's saying. It didn't make a difference if it's more public in your... The only people that would know is really the people in your neighborhood that are close to you. Those days, women wouldn't go to work. I mean, they were staying at home. So A few the neighbors would know, okay, she's wearing that dress. It wouldn't be the biggest deal. Mm-hmm. So therefore he says, when you're talking about amongst Jews, it's not a problem. He says, what about Goyim? Goyim, your wife's going to walk over to you in the middle of your office party or whatever, she's there, and then she's going to hand you something, and you're not going to take it. Everyone's going to think, well, what's wrong with you? Well, why are you not taking something that your wife's saying? You know, you guys are having a problem? So Moshe says that even with Goyim, there's not a shayla. Even with Goyim, you're not allowed to take it. There's no Indian of covet or brius. There's no Indian of saving from embarrassment when it comes to Archakas. That's what he says. And he says, why would I think not? So he brings a Shiloh. Really, he brings a Gemara. The Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says, if it used to be that, let's say a woman died when she was a Nida. A woman was a Nida and she died. So the Allah, this is the Gemara. Because the Mishnah says that, when going through Tahara, so not only would you be Taival the person, but you would also be Taival the Begadim that were on the person when they died, when she's a Nida. You Taival those Begadim, because the Begadim are Tameh. He says even the Begadim that were not Mamish on her, but she wore within, recently, you'd also be Taival those Begadim. But when the lady was not a Nida, so then it used that, then they would not be Taival the Begadim that were on her when she died. So this used to make the women who were Nidas alive very embarrassed. Because they would see, look, this, they're makbet to be Taival all the Begadim that are on a Nida even when she's dead. And it would make them have Chalisha Sadash. They'd be embarrassed. So the Gemara says that because of their embarrassment, so they changed the rules that now we're always going to be Taival all the Begadim, no matter if she's a Nida or not a Nida.
When
a woman dies. Regardless whether she's a Nida or not, we're going to be Taival the Begadim. So Ramesh says, oh, maybe from here you would see, this is his only time, maybe from here you would see that we care about how a Nida Chaya feels, and therefore
that's
maybe...
The opposite.
Well, there you're doing more also, right. But he even this Raya, he says, it's not a Raya, and he says, and he comes out, the halacha is that it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if someone's going to be embarrassed. It doesn't make a difference if you're in public. Jews, non-Jews, the Chakis are here to stay. There's no way around it. That's what he... Okay. So, continuing in Sif Aleph, so it says, V'lo yischaik v'lo yekal roish ima. You should not have schaik and kalas roish. So there's a number of ways to have schaik and kalas roish, right? So the Rama says that not only the regular ways that you have schaik and kalas roish with your wife, but even afilu b'dvar. Even just talking, if you're talking in a way that can bring this chayk and kalas reish, so then you shouldn't do it. So what are you allowed to say? What are you not allowed to say? What's the gather? So the shach says. So the shach says that what are you not allowed to talk about? What talk are you not allowed to talk about with your wife when she's needed? He says, "In margilim le'erva lo yidaber bahanima." Everybody knows, and here's also a very important part when you come to Archakas, is that really every relationship's different. It's hard to say hard and fast rules. There's general ideas that we're going to see, but there's some times that you have to know each other. So certain things that will be margilim la'erva, those things that you're not allowed to talk about. If you know that, when we talk about certain conversations, then it's that will be margilim la'erva, so then that you're not allowed to do. But for other people, if that doesn't do anything to them, so then there's no problem. So Shiloh, what about when it comes to giving compliments? Are you allowed to, you're going to Shavar Brachas or a Chasna, whatever, and your wife comes down and she's all ready to go to the Chasna, but she's in Nida, so you're allowed to say, oh, honey, you look amazing. Are you allowed to say that? Or is that too much? Maybe it's Magil Larva. So what's Shlomo's opinion on this Shiloh?
It's a great question. It's a great question. There are probably a lot of people who say it's usher.
So compliments is no problem. There's no problem to give compliments. You just have to know. You have to know how you say it, what you're saying. You have to use your own das. But of course you're allowed to make your wife feel good. You're allowed to bring her flowers. You're allowed to do the normal things that to show that there's a relationship. But just not going the extra, you know, without going the extra mile. Okay, so what about Yichud? So obviously,
the,
also you got to bring somebody else into the house.
So obviously, the Mechaber says Yichud is no problem, but why? Why is Yichud not a problem? Why shouldn't Yichud be a problem? So the Mechaber says because the Kivon Shabala Pamacha Sule Talk of Yitre. Once you are ready with together once, so then that's already you don't have to be chayshu. You'll be able to hold yourself back. But the Shaila's that's when it comes in with Chassanim. Let's say you have a Chassan who has a Chuppas Nida.
Then
you have a problem. Why is it different? Why should it be different? Here, Nisha, right? But normally, when Elisha's need this, so then there's no problem. You could all of a sudden, a guy gets married, and now it's a problem. So that's the var, because since you were never together, you have to be at least together once. Once you're together once, so then there's no problem. Okay. So what about smelling the perfume of your wife? Are you allowed to smell your wife's perfume?
No.
So the Piskei Tshuva talks about it in the first Shiloh. But the Piskei Tshuva talks about it.
You're definitely not allowed to compliment it. I mean, that's, you know.
And he says you're crazy. Not. So Piskei Tshuva says he brings from the Birkei. He says that you're not allowed. You're not allowed to smell it. And the Aruch Shulchan says a different lashon. You're not allowed to be nena from that perfume. But let's say the just from the bottle. Let's say the bottle's sitting there. You're allowed to take a whiff from the bottle.
You gotta just like take it yourself.
Right. Just yeah. You wanna get that smell.
That's what you meant.
No. When she's wearing it, when she's there, you gotta So the Birkei says no, and he says, but if it's not on her, if it's nothing on her, it's just the bottle saying that that's not a problem. For some reason, you want to remember your wife or whatever in the middle of the day, and you want to smell it still in the house.
We had enough of this.
Okay.
No more. We're done.
So the next mechaber. Next mechaber says lo yigava afilu ba'espektana. So you're not allowed to touch, even a pink with your pinky finger. Lo yoshit mi yadoi li yada shum davar. You're not allowed to hand things to each other. Why? Because we're afraid that if you hand things to each other, you might end up actually touching each other. Then the Rama says a very interesting thing. You're not allowed to throw things. You're not allowed to throw things to each other. So really, that's the Shiloh. Why? So here's the first thing. First thing is that you're not allowed to hand things to each other, right?
Why?
So the Mechaber says the reason a lot of hand things to each other is because we're afraid you're going to touch, right? If I'm handing you the keys, there's a chash that I'm going to touch you, and that's a problem. But look at the Shach. The Shach says, "V'lo yoshim yadosiv katan gimel, afilu b'davar shu aruch." Even something that's very long, yeah, let's say a broom or whatever. It's something that's very long where there's no chash.
The issue is not about touching.
Yeah, there's no chash you're going to touch her.
Yeah, then you could say
very, it's very long.
So you're not going to say, oh, things are long, you're not going to touch them. You make out get her no.
So what?
It's just not about touching. Cannot.
So what's the pshat on that? So they say that, like what Shuli was saying, because it's a light plug. Can't start making, okay, so how big can I hand something to each other? Okay, yeah, so. But let me see. I thought there was a.
Throw anything.
I bet throwing is okay. I bet you have to.
No, it's not.
No, so you're right. The Rama says you're not allowed to throw things to each other either. Yeah, the Rama says you're not allowed to throw things to each other.
You can be able to play baseball with your wife when she's a leader.
That's right.
Right, so this is right. So he says the light plug. That's what he brings from the Prideya and Aruch HaShulchan. The Shaila is, are you allowed to? Here's another interesting Shaila. Are you allowed? Well, we'll get that in a second. Are you allowed to shlo kaparis? Right, you have a chicken. Are you allowed to do that for your wife over her head?
And what's that?
Any reason why not?
So he's.
Why not?
What's the
So I guess the chash is maybe going to come. Maybe going to come touch her.
Also, you're very close there.
Yeah, you're close. You're going to come touch her. Yeah, come to touch her.
You have to hold an umbrella over her head.
Same thing.
No reason why not.
No, at least it would be us everything. How you're like right here next to each
you're
other.
Right. I'm saying it's the same way. Not a hand thinks to each other, so you got to do that. So anyway, this is the whole reason.
It's not about touching because the throwing would be an issue.
Oh, so
if we didn't get the throw in there. The why is throwing is the what is it solid? What's the reason why we throwing is us? Other two, I could say what before throwing is just as us there as handing because it might come to touch. Shlugging Havaras and under your umbrella, you're right next to each other. You're for sure, I mean, not for sure, but very, very possible to do that.
So what's halacha with Havaras, Moshe?
So it's a shiloh.
Yeah.
It's a shiloh in the Yafei knife, and he says that it's nachin lahachmer.
Shlomo, you like that?
Yeah,
this is great. Nachin lahachmer. Because again, the chashas is, because he says the chashas is you're going to come touch it. You're going to come to touch
it. So I'll say the same thing. It's not us, nachin lahachmer.
If you look at most of a lot of Nida halakhas, you say most of the halakha, a lot of them come to it's better to be machmer.
So there's two shilas also here. So he said, in the gay of throwing, he says there's also chshash, they're going to come to touch each other. That's it's a chshash, you're going to come to touch each other. So that's also why throwing to each other is a problem.
He says
Nachin Lahachmer.
What?
Nachin Lahachmer.
Okay.
Now, I mean, when just to speak it out, the Piskei Tshuva brings a case where if an Isha died when she was a Nida, the husband's allowed to touch her body. There's no problem with
right.
There's nothing.
What, but I understand, not that I was called, but isn't it usher to be a man be in a room with even a mace of yichud? Not even a husband?
No, oh, I mean, that's yichud.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine, but here's your wife. This is your wife.
Right.
But there's no problem with yichud. Okay. Yeah. So Shaila is when you have a chuppas nida. So, right, when chasen, right, then the cow is a nida. Right?
Yeah.
Chasen. So she says, is he allowed to put the ring on her finger?
Because
you're allowed to touch, right? You're allowed to touch her.
The same as passing.
Then you go back to Then you go back to the Ramesh, is what's it called, and still the Usher. Maybe you have a bunch of Jews there.
Right. Nice, I'm saying, so what's the Eitzah? There's a tshuva that says... But Shula says that it's really no problem. It's no problem to put the ring on the finger.
Not a problem?
There's no why.
Yeah.
Because they're not married yet. They're not married yet.
Ah, so
the second that he puts it on...
Nida doesn't apply.
So yeah, so the second that he puts it on, then she becomes Nida. So then he won't touch her.
You can't be busy, you have to make sure you don't...
You can't, yeah, you can't...
Not sure you can't, you have to do...
So you have to put it on and then stop. There's no problem. There's another shiloh here, just for Shlomo's sake. There's another shiloh here about a blood transfusion. Let's say you have to at the same time that the blood has to go from the husband to the wife. You let her do that.
Because I mean, everybody knows that there's very few things that are as much of a turn on as a blood transfusion.
Moshe, no touching.
Yeah, what's the evidence?
The blood touch. Yeah, so the blood touch, is that like hashata? Is that like handing things to each other? I mean, it's. If you don't want to say it's touching, I mean, it could be a shayla shot. I mean, you are.
Let's say you had a squirt gun.
It's a shayla brought down in the heart's feet. Yeah.
Let's say you had a squirt gun. Is that any different? Are you squirting your wife? Is that considered as if?
Uh huh.
I mean, honestly, that's how it looks. That's how it looked. The same thing. It's coming.
It depends. If you decided to have a water fight. So then that's chayk and kosher.
Right,
if you didn't, then she's for sure not going to take that as a, you know.
Right. You said the whole
basis. To be encouraged.
Yes, that's the thing. Then you go back to this. The whole basis of the whole touching is because going back to kosher and things like that. So blood transfusion, like, I mean, unless you think it's you're going to say, like, wow, it's like he really loves me. He really wants to, maybe.
Yeah, no, I hear the thing, but I'm saying once... That's the thing. Once we have certain rules that are like hashata, you know, right? So then Even if, oh, I know, I'm not gonna care if my wife hands me, you know, the my hockey stick to go. So, yeah, once you're ready, once there's already certain rules, so then you can't, you know, we don't want to play around with that.
Right.
So what about is a the shadow Pesach Tshuva brings on is a wife allowed to light her husband's cigarette?
That for sure.
No, because smoking's usher. That's easy.
And
that was easy.
Basically wants her husband to die.
Yeah.
So
it's like feeding him chalent and kishka.
In terms of passing, says, I don't think it's an issue, but could be schoen kaz roish.
See, the thing with schoen,
because of the thing,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so again, like it's not some of these things are no. So he says, so he brings it to the tshuva here says that you shouldn't do it.
Based on
he says you shouldn't. You shouldn't do it because it brings too much. It brings kiruv, you know.
Right, so again,
that's for sure.
So it's not just everything's going to fit into these two categories. Not that everything's going to either going to fit into Schleik and Kalas Reish or touching or Ishata or Shash Negia. There are certain things that we're going to see. It's also just because it brings Kiruv. It brings the Kiruv. So,
Kiruv's bad, not new Kiruv.
Right. So what about, and then here's the big shout out, what about passing children? So do we have the Svar of Chayim Naisi Asmai? So, the halacha that Pesach Tshuva brings down is that it says if the kid cannot go themselves to the other parent, so then, or if the kid doesn't want to go to the other parent, let's say, you know, like he wants to stay with the mother.
Right.
I was like, get this kid off, man. Yeah, I need a break.
Right.
And he doesn't want to go with him. You just want to pull the kid off her, so you can't do that. That you can't do. That's like a shatah. If the kid on his own volition, on his own wants to, he wants to, and he's leaning to you, so then already at that point, that's not her handing it to you. That's the baby's making his own decision to go to you. Because that would be the getter there.
What about an infant?
No, she can't because they don't have the das to even do that.
Now, what about is a lady allowed to blow? Let's say he has dirt on his shoulder or whatever. So she wants to, you know, blow off the dirt on his suit or whatever. Is she allowed to do that? What do you think about that?
I would say also because of Kiro.
Yeah, it's too much. Like, you're playing with fire here. Like, you know, what do you?
Who brings down that shayla?
That's in the Minchas Yaakov.
So what does he say? He's getting
to so he says no. He says aser.
Aser?
He says aser.
Mostly they're aser because of Kiro.
But on the other hand, he brings from the from the Har Carmel, which says that it's mutter. And then there's an interesting thing here, which they say about throwing is that if you don't want to throw it, so what's the etzah? You know, your wife wants to give you the keys.
Put it on the table.
So put on the table. But so let's say that's not an etzah. Let's say you're in the parking lot already, you know, and you're just like, okay, just give me the keys. I want to drive, right? So he says what an etzah is that you can do is that you can just throw it up. You're not throwing it to the person, you're just throwing it up, and then the husband will go and catch it. So that's an etzah that he actually brings out.
Right, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to toss it up, right?
Just toss it up.
As long as you don't... Right.
You're not throwing it to each other, you're just tossing it up. Yeah, so this is very interesting. He brings a Sidri Tari here, and the Sidri Tari says like this. He says a lashon of v'chol hamachmir. He's talking about different shayos, chumra, kula, whatever. So the Sri Tari says like this. He says, "Kol hamachmir ben yonim ekeelu tove lebracha." You know, if you what are you trying to do here? You know, if it's something that it's easy to get around, so then why do it? Just, you know, if it's simple eitzah, right? You know, why should I come into the kula? Okay, I'll throw it up, and then you'll catch it. I'll just put it down on the table. You know. And then you'll get it, you know. So certain things, the Sidri Tari is trying to give you a little mindset over here that you know, when you have the option, just see if you can be machmir. That'll be the easiest. What about when you're at a bris and they want to give you the kfater kibbutz?
Usually they ask you in advance.
So let's say they ask you in advance, but you really want to do it, and you know your wife wants it, and let's say it's a big skula and whatever, for whatever reasons you really want to do it, and she's neither. So is there any eitzah around this?
Can can't pass
after the motion.
Put the baby down on a chair. In between. Is that considered
the... Is there any way to handing? You know, most of the time, you know, everyone's... When he says kvater, she's running up there with the baby. And then everyone's watching. And then, you know, you take the baby from her. So is there any way to do that? So some people... What some people do that I've heard about that I've never seen is that they have two pillows. So they have two pillows. So she'll hold the bottom pillow, and then he'll go and put his hands on top of her pillow, but under the pillow of the baby.
Right.
Yeah.
So why is that any better?
So it's not. So people think that they can get away with this, but it's not. There's no.
I think the only aids is to throw the baby out.
So there's no head there, and that's what he says. He says that if you want, you can just put it down on the chair. Like, yes, your eight says to put it down on the chair if you'd like to do that.
The question is that kvata?
Yeah, so then are you really getting the kibbutz in the first place? What's exactly the kibbutz of the kvata? Is the kvata just bringing the baby in, and then you're just...
Right.
You know, I don't know. But he says that's the best eight, so if you'd like to just put it down on a chair, then you'll do that. Okay, what about holding the Havdalah candle? And you're going to put your hands next to the Havdalah candle.
I don't see any reason that should be outside.
So the same way you're not allowed to light a cigarette. Is there a chash that maybe you're going to come touch her if you're doing it so close?
I should burn you.
So it's mother. It's mother. She's allowed to hold it. Okay. So next siv. We're up to siv gimel. La yechol imal shulchan elam ken yeshum shinoi. Sheyeh shum davar mafsik ben karashaloi la karashala. You can't eat on the same table together unless you have something that's mafsik between your plate and her plate. Lechem oi kankan. You have bread there or a jug or something. What's it called? A jug?
Bottle.
Pitcher. Or each person will eat on their own mat. Right, that's one. So what do you mean bread there? So you make a mitzvah, put the bread there, okay, now we have a hecker. So the...
Something that's known to be a hecker, right? It's
got to
be a hecker.
So the Taz says, the first Taz, it's only being used as a hecker. You can't be eating from it.
Right.
If you're eating from it, then it's not a hecker. You're using it to eat.
So let's say
you don't use it. Right, so if you never use a salt shaker, that's fine. Here's the thing with hecker, and this is very important. It doesn't have to be so noticeable. It doesn't have to be like, so. As long as you and your wife know about it, the whole world doesn't have to know about it.
Flowers on the table.
No? Flowers, if you never have flowers on the table, yeah.
Someone told me that.
But it should be between you. It should be between you. So usually you don't have your flowers.
Flowers when they're kneed on the table. It's a hecker. I mean that they know about it. But also the hecker. I thought the hecker anyways one for the men to use, just for the men, not even for the women.
So, it's mostly we're gonna see also. It's mostly all these hakeim and all these things are mostly we're much more worried about the man than we are worried about the woman. Mm-hmm. Women know how to behave themselves. Men, you know, we need the hecker.
Shlomo would disagree with that.
So you need a hacker. So you need something between each other. So this that you're eating on each one is eating on their own mapa. That works. So that's only going to work. Placemat.
If you use a placemat every time.
If you don't use a placemat every time, if you use a placemat every time, obviously it's not going to help. Right. So you know the point is that you don't have to use something that's so recognizable. You know, there's like a salt shaker. You can use a like a napkin holder. Let's say you never use a napkin holder. So you put that. So I mean, people say, they don't want to be so embarrassed in case they're eating with guests, or in case maybe there's other
million things you can put on the table.
But there's it's really if you just think about it, you can be practical. You can put something there which can act as a hacker, you're not going to tip everybody off.
Can it be anywhere on the table, or does it have to be between?
Mechatchila, it's supposed to be between. It says mafsik bein karshla karshla, so it has to be. It's really supposed to be between.
Well, she's sitting on the other side of the table.
That's easy. If you're sitting next to you, then you got to have something in between. Yeah.
Does it make a difference whether or not you're eating at your house or someone else's house?
So we'll get to that in a second. Okay, so
Restaurant.
Right, restaurant, right. So,
she's
a waiter, so there's a hecker.
Bring me something, anything.
So there's a heter when there is machlokes about whether you could be mekel when you're eating with other people. The general consensus is that you can be mekel. So that if you're eating by somebody else's house, or if you're in a restaurant, whatever, you don't have to take out your things and start making a kair.
Why wouldn't you go back to Ramesha's Ramesha? And two, is it possible if the reason is like that?
Because the heker could be with other people.
You're around. Yeah, that works for
that's enough of a of a heker, But so there is that. Okay but then the Rama says like so. Let's see the Rama. The Rama says the Yeshayim had the tzrichin hasik ben karsh lekarsh la. Haynu dafka kishainon oichlin bekayra achas kishi tayra. That's only when do you need this heker? That's only when you do not eat on one plate when she's b'shas tahira. Avon oichlin bekayra achas kishi tahira. Sagi mechas bekayra b'fnei atzma.
So the whole shinoi is two plates.
Right, exactly. Shinoi. That's the whole shinoi. Normally you eat on one plate. Nobody does. Normally you eat from only one plate. Wife brings out one plate for supper, and then you both eat off the plate. So then, when she's neither, just bring out two separate plates. But veitzar heker acher. Okay, but we, Lamaisa, right, we...
If that would be the case, we'd be not like that. Lamaisa, we don't do that. It's only issue.
Right, so that's why we're always going to need a hacker.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the end of the remote is very important.
But that really gets into the next sif, so I just really want to try to finish up what these things that you need a hacker for. So he says, so look at the Taz, Bekaira Achas. Oh, actually, before that, the Shach says an interesting thing. This is what we said, that you need two separate mats. Let's say there's a tablecloth there, and you'll eat on the tablecloth, and your wife will eat, she'll pull up the tablecloth. So that's what the Shach says. The Shach says, that's enough. That's the same thing as having two mats. Okay, so then the Taz, Sifkot, and Beis. Kaisa Bekaira Achas. She says, listen to this. Satiki Madrisha Barakham is Aloshan Zah. Oira Isi Shtuz Godel. I see this big shtuz that people do when they need this. And what do they do? Sheminachin Chatiches Kitanis Bekara Achas. They take these little pieces and they put them on one plate. Hu Noitel Achas, Vahin Noitel Achas, Agmar Achila. So they don't want to have to wash two plates. So they think of a great Eitza. So we'll have one plate. We'll cut everything up into really small pieces. It used to be, let's say, they'd have one chicken there, and we both cut from this. Both cut from the same chicken, and we'll eat it until it's done. Here the task is. Some people say, "Yeah, I have a better eitza. We'll cut it up already before. We'll have it all cut up into separate portions, separate pieces before, and we'll have one plate, and then each one's just taking one piece at a time. So it's not like we're eating together from one piece." So they, he's saying the Havamina, he says it's a shtus because it's not gonna get you anywhere.
Why are they doing it?
Because they think that that's better than, let's say, they used to have one piece of chicken, and one potato, and that's how they would eat. They would eat one plate, have one plate between them, and they both eat from the cut from the chicken instead of putting it on two. Yeah,
so
it used to be.
Trying to conserve the plastic. Conservation.
That's what they would do. They'd have one plate.
Maybe they
didn't
have running
water. Maybe. Yeah. They didn't care so much about eating. So anyway, so he says that this was a shtus that he sees. Shibish Godohu, the Pshita, the Choshev Achilach, and it's mamash, a big shibish, because, of course, that's considered one achila from the same plate. That's a problem. Now he says, but who gonna save Marshall? Avol, become makamash, but the kishmesh mesimin kairim chatichas gedaylois. Let's have a big serving plate. So why is it any different than a big serving plate?
You take me from the serving plate onto your own plate.
So that's what he says. Kedera shem mesimin kedera, but kol echad noitel min hakaira umesim lefan of al klimi yochud vaychem yisham. So then he says, aim is that. I said, that's not a problem. Right? He says, kivin ein ha'achila. Since you're not popping it into your mouth from when you take it from the main plate, so then that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay.
Serving dish is fine.
That's
basically what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Serving dishes are fine. Just one dish when you have a... That's... One second here. So interesting, he brings a shiloh here that you need a hefsek. Let's say you're just having a snack. You're just sitting down to a snack. You're not having a whole meal. You want to just sit down with your wife for 2 minutes and have a snack together. You know, you'll have a bag of popcorn and she'll have potato chips. So do you need a hekker in that case? It's a roy. So it's achilas aroy. Mm-hmm. Is this how we say that hekker has only been again achilas kva or even achilas aroy? So he brings down that it's even when it's achilas aroy. Even when achilas aroy, you're going to need a hekker. Doesn't make a difference if it's kvar or not. He says also there that a hekker that you need is it has to be have a little height. If you're using a hekker, it has to have a little height. Can't be, let's say, you know, like a piece of paper or you know, maybe a coin. Some say it has to be some say it has to be even a tefach high. If you're using a hekker, let's say, you know, so it has to be have at least a little bit of height, and then so maybe even a tefach.
Using your watch wouldn't help.
So some people, what they do with their watches is that they try to make it.
Back to what you said earlier, that still has to be in between you.
Right. So. Right. That's
you
a similar.
There's no way of making your watch. That's okay.
The hacker, it does work or doesn't work in two. But if the watch did work, it has to be if you're sitting over here. It has to be.
Yeah.
Over
the mechaber says it should be masik between your two plates.
Right.
That's
right.
Really what it is. So I mean, when you have mats, so. I mean that's close enough to your place. Like, it's already considered.
The point is the watch shouldn't work.
The what?
The watch shouldn't work.
So some people feel like if you make your watch as high as you can, like you know, so then
it's not a tefach. No way you're getting a tefach.
It's not gonna be a tefach, but I don't know, some people do it that way. At least that way. Okay, you're not a tefach, but it has some weight. It has some weight.
Right. Got it. Okay. Truth is, think about it. Salt shaker. Most of them are not a tefach high. What's a tefach high? Except the
10 of us, max of 2 inches?
3 to 4. Mm-hmm.
Right,
3 to 4.
Unless you're doing, flowers. Or...
Who says that it's got to be a tefach? I never heard that.
I don't think people go there.
It's brought from the Emes Liyakov.
That's Liyakov Kanesi?
I think so, yeah, I think so. He brings someone.
This would qualify.
Yeah, that would qualify.
So what happens if you have these little rolls, which they make it's made for one person. You have something that's made specifically for one person. So are you allowed to? Are you allowed to split it up into two? Is that considered like eating having one achila? Is it like if you know, the same way you're not allowed to eat from one kair, what's that? Because it's considered one achila that you're both eating the same achila. So it's the same. Let's say you have a small roll, or let's say a small drink, that's really meant for one person.
What's the question? You're
so are you allowed to split it into two?
Put it on each other's plates.
So that should be talking about
or
if
like it, taking from it.
I think he's saying even if it's split into two, even if you're splitting it into two, you have a roll, right? And the roll is meant for one person. Let's say you have a small can of soda. I don't know, because in the Shiloh, whether our cans are already, is that considered one for one person? Pashtus, yeah.
In American English. Oh. In America, that's one person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One can is
7-Eleven big gulp.
Okay, well that's not.
Never seen that.
Yeah,
before.
So even if let's say you're sitting at the same table, you want to take this little roll and cut it into half, and now you want to split up like that. So, but it's bad some one achila. It's bad some one. That's it's.
A
so
portion, you mean?
It's one portion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowed to do that. So, it reason for that really you shouldn't do that. You should not share something that's small. Because again, you know, it's like eating from the same plate almost. It's like you're eating the same thing.
Let's say you're not at the table yet. You have the small what's called, and your wife gives you this.
By the way, just one exception. He says, "Rashal shudda," so you can do it. Rashal shudda is because the only reason why you're doing this is because for lacha mishnah. So he says that already it's like a nicker that you're not doing it because it's an achila achas. You're doing it because you have this. You have to do lacha mishnah, and that's why everyone gets a piece. He says that's okay.
No question, the small roll.
This is Ramesha, brother.
If you have the small roll on the table and you're both going to take from it at the table,
right?
So it's not like that. If you came before the table, before you even came, you put two half that roll on the table for you and one for each of you. Then there's no problem at all.
No, it would be. It would be a problem. Yeah, because it's
It's only something that's...
It's like, it's meant for one person. So if you're splitting it, it's like, it's too much. It's like,
That'd be the same thing with like a bag of Bisley, like the small bag of Bisley is only meant for one
right,
person.
Right, so right, if it's meant for one person, then you shouldn't be splitting it. Now there's other, I'm saying there's ways around, I mean, we're going to get into Shiuri Michael, which we don't have time to, but like just for a minute, you're not allowed to eat, let's say, the remaining portion of your wife.
Right.
But if she's out of the room, we're going to see, there's other hetayim that, she's out of.
If you can't see, right?
If she's out of the room, you're allowed to take it. Or if there's other ways,
You can't notice if you.
No. What do you mean? If you can't notice.
Yeah, if you can't notice that you've eaten,
that
she's eaten.
No. So yeah. So that's no. If it's one portion and she's still there, even if you cut off, let's say you can tell she's eating from here, but you left over her whole
steak.
A whole steak. So if she's there, you're not allowed to eat from that steak. It's called Shiari Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But if she leaves, or there's other hetayim, we'll see. There's other ways to get around it. But then it's okay. So, okay, we'll get into that next week. Then.